1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Center time is 7:52. And the fourth Thursday of each month, we say hello to State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Very well. And you, how have you been?
Doing good. Doing good. All right. Let's start out with this week's vote before the Board of Estimate and Taxation on the Central Middle School funding. You want to talk about that?
Oh, thank you very much, Tony. Absolutely. I was so pleased when I saw the final vote and to see Greenwich that can move forward with the construction of a new school, Central Middle. But also I was very sad. Sad because some of the comments I heard from one of his members, inflammatory language does not have a place in the chamber in Hartford and nowhere in the capital in Hartford. The Speaker of the House or the Chair of any committee will stop him or her immediately. On top of that, if there is a committee that is an example of bipartisan work, is the Education Committee. The Republican Party in that committee is led by Representative Catherine McCarthy, respected by all. I learned so much from her. So to hear that Hartford hates us, not only is not true, it is inflammatory and thus doesn't help what we are working for in Hartford and facilitate our job. Words carry power. The governor was on Monday here in town breaking ground for the remodeling of a new Boys and Girls Club, and that will be done, among other things, absolutely with the participation of the trustees and the donations that the Boys and Girls Club got, but also a $6.5 million grant approved by the State Bond Commission that is led by the governor and supported by the whole Greenwich delegation. And on top of that, the three representatives in the state brought this year for the nonprofits from Hartford, a lot of funding as never happened before. So that is only what can I say that make me sad when I see those type of comments coming out.
What were the comments that had you upset?
That Hartford hate us. That we will not get anything, any support from Hartford because Hartford hates us.
Okay.
That was exactly the comments.
All right. Let's talk about the Affordable Housing Trust Fund.
That's another thing. It's not the trust fund. The affordable housing is another issue that I am convinced that should be nonpartisan. So, I know that the recommendations from Hartford to the Housing Authority, that they are independent, is that politics do not have any place on affordable housing. So we are all supporting. I am supporting local control, and I fought for that in Hartford. I said it during election time, and I show it with my votes. So, to see the Housing Authority also locally taking political positions, I don't think that I would recommend that. Politics should be out of housing too. That's my read.
Mm-hmm. All right. What other things are going on in the district, your district, as far as constituents? I've been speaking to them about what is concerning them.
Absolutely. I think that school buildings is the number one issue in Greenwich right now. It's absolutely what we had been seeing in Greenwich over the last 12 months with the Central Middle School, all Greenwich, Julian Curtis, and Riverside that will follow elementary. They all are due and need of huge remodelations in the case of Central New School. And that is key for the parents, and that is what will keep our property values up. So this has been, I believe, in my reading, is the number one issue that is going on right now in Greenwich.
Are people concerned about how you pay for all these things?
Well, I think that we have there are two issues. Number one, I've been saying that from day one. Long-term assets, like a house, like a building, you finance with long-term capitals. All AAA rated communities, towns in Connecticut, carry long-term debt. There's nothing wrong with that. That we will lose our triple R rating because long-term debt is not true. That's number one issue. And certainly it's the way of doing it. The other thing is that one thing is the operating budget and the other thing is the capital budget. And the mill rate is decided by the operating budget. Certainly, the amortization of that is included on part of the operating budget, but it's only part of the operating budget.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two separate issues. And I don't think that the candidates, at least that I see today, I think that they have the tools, they have the experience, they have the knowledge, all proved in the private sector, to carry us through without increasing taxes.
All right, State Representative Hector Arzino joins me fourth Thursday of each month. And Representative, hope you have a good Halloween. Don't eat too much candy, okay?
I will try hard. Thank you very much, Tony. All right. Good Halloween for you, too.
Take care. That's State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich joins me on the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday at this time will be State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich. Back to the first Thursday of the month.